Fancast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
And I'm Tim Babb, stand-up comedian.
We just wanted to come on and let you know that we are two separate people.
Like, as a comedian, I would never use the language or situations that are used in the Tancast podcast. And as a podcaster, I think this comedian sucks ass.
Hey!
You know what? You can shut the fuck up and get off my show. This is T in Tancast world, baby, and you are not fucking invited. Why don't you go make people laugh at the San Francisco Comedy Competition September 16th through the 21st and get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, okay. Hostile?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast. Tancast.
Tancast. Welcome to Tancast. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the nigger who knows how to barbecue.
Well, alrighty then.
That sounds like a blaxploitation movie from the 70s. The nigga who knows how to barbecue.
Man, we had a good pace going too. But of course, like every week, it's I'm Tim, the T in Tancast. I'm A, Andy, the A in Tancast. I'm Noah, some third thing.
Woo!
That was a good story,
sir.
I'll fuck you both.
Glad we went around for that one.
Fail.
I'm sleep deprived.
Oh, shut your face.
No,
I already hear about sleep deprived.
No, I get your sleep sleep deprivation,
face,
but let me tell you, if you're going to go to Vegas on business,
yeah,
casinos do not cater to business travelers. They cater to drunk-ass people who want to run up and down the hallway at 4 a.m.
Is that what happened to you?
Every fucking night.
You can't sleep through that?
There are limits, man, especially when they give you the room that's like right near the center, like where all the elevators come up. So like everybody coming in from the elevators is through the back wall of your hotel room. Mm. Yeah, I got there. They're like, oh yeah, you know, we upgraded your room. I'm assuming it's because they didn't have any non-smoking rooms left, and so they gave me the slightly smoky room. Like, yeah, you know, we upgraded you to a suite. I go, ah, sweet. And then I chuckled, and the check-in lady didn't because she's heard that 1,000 times. And
you should have done. Huh. I'm fucking in here!
Yeah. I actually considered that. I almost opened the door one night and just yelled, I'm fucking sleeping in here! Just to see what would happen, but I didn't have
the willpower.
I bet
you would have scared the shit out of some drunk guy. Probably would.
I know. Actually, some drunk teenagers, apparently.
Oh, that would be even better. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, sir.
Especially since I just freshly shaven my head and I would have popped out there in just boxers. Like, I don't know, it was fat and hairy and white and oh my god, white!
I try not to look directly at him, but I can't see.
I couldn't look away in time. My eyes burnt out of their sockets. So, yeah, you get nice things like the gym isn't open when you get off work. The pool isn't open when you get off work. So, yeah. Word of the wise, anybody else traveling to business in Vegas, casinos are not your friends.
Stay off the strip?
Yeah, basically, stay off the strip. It was funny, though, one of the other people on the team who was there, the casino definitely wasn't her friend, because on my first day there, she's like, yeah, I was here last week, I think I'm down like $240. I'm like, you cannot expense that shit.
Sure you can.
Like, we are traveling on the company's dime otherwise. She's like, yeah, I really got to knock that off. And like 2 days later, she's like, well, I was playing slots last night, I'm down 140. I'm like, holy fuck.
Well, she's back.
You know what I did last night? I worked,
right?
And then I ate, and then I slept, because I'm here on fucking business.
You are sad. Get out there and gamble.
Nah, I gambled a little.
That's what I want to hear.
I was under orders from my wife to do so, so I went and played some slots.
Did she tell you to sleep with a hooker, too?
No, she didn't.
I did that on my own.
You could just assume. You know, you didn't say not to.
I didn't hear anything about no hookies.
She did specifically say that I could not go to a strip show without her.
Okay.
I said, I don't think it's that kind of trip, babe.
I should have given you the directions to one we went to on my bachelor party. You could have had just a time.
Just big pillowy boobs on both sides of my face going blah, 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 blah.
You notice I didn't say good time. I said you could have a time.
Oh, I did notice that.
Good times. Do, 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 do.
Oh, man. My flight out to Vegas
was awesome.
I'm sitting in the window seat. There's already a dude in the aisle seat. And all of a sudden, this this girl looked like she was about 20 or something like that. Comes walking down the aisle. One of the last people on the plane, she's looking around for a place to stow her bag. She can't find, and it's like a big bag. Like it's about the max size that a carry-on can be. Can't see anything in any of the overhead bins, so she just, like, chucks it into the foot space between my legs and the guy right next to me. I'm like, holy shit, Violent Girl, what are you up to? And then she, like, throws herself down in the seat and is just kind of, like, sitting there staring ahead. Oh, I started to text my wife with the freak that sat down next to me, but then I realized I'm sitting shoulder to shoulder with this girl, and she can definitely read it right off my iPhone. So
you could have just like tilted the screen.
Texted somebody like, "Hi, honey, I miss you," because I'd already pulled up the text application. Like, well, better send another text. Then I point out to her that like right behind her head, as she's flipping out, there had been a bin with nothing in it. I'm like, I know you've already sat down. So maybe it's too late, but if you really want to do something with the bag, there's that bin over there, you know, if you want to, not to enrage you and make you think I'm telling you to do something. Crazy woman. So she picks up the bag and...
That's not how I would have handled it.
She picks up the bag and, like, puts it in there and then sits back down and is just, like, quiet for a while and then starts rummaging through the seat pocket in front of her like she's lost her soul and it might be in that seat pocket. And then turns to me and asks me exactly what you want to hear before you're about to be on a 4-hour flight. Is there a barf bag in your seat pocket?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, and then I understood why she was so pissed off. Because apparently she was traveling from Michigan through Atlanta back to her home in Vegas after having visited family. I don't know how she got to Michigan, but apparently it wasn't on an airplane because this trip was about to be her second airplane flight. And the first airplane flight, mere hours before, she barfed 3 times.
Oh, my God. Mm. Did she barf next to you?
Yeah.
She did not, thank God. There were a couple of times where, like I was nervous for her, because she started to do that, like, thousand-yard stare and the slight rocking of the head, you know, like that self-comforting, like, hug yourself and just, like,
it's
will
gonna
not
be
you.
Okay. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. My name is Tim. My name is Tim.
Actually, I think her name was Becca. Based on the name that she put into the little in-flight trivia game thing. But then again, if you go based on that, my name is Idiot with 2 D's, because that's what I put in.
You got an in-flight trivia game?
Oh, Delta does. They've got these little, like, seat-back entertainment things that are all hooked up to a master computer so you can, like, watch TV or, you know, pay $8 to watch a movie or some shit like that. And then there's, like, you can play Tetris at the or some other games while you're sitting there, and the only free one is... this trivia game that's just like the bar trivia games where you've got like the little countdown and you got to pick one of the 4 answers.
Nice!
Yep, and you're playing against everybody else on the plane, and the like the all-time top 10 scorers are like everybody who's been on that plane in like the last 2 weeks or something like that.
Well, shit in my pants.
Yep. So I played one round, and I started like 4 questions in or something like that, and I still cracked the top 10, so I felt like that was a pretty good time, and I shut the game off. Went back to reading.
Reading.
What are you?
Fairy.
What are you reading?
I'm actually reading. What's it called? The Golden Compass.
Oh.
Oh. When did you turn gay? Oh wait, you've always been gay.
I've always been gay. It's actually really well written. I know it's supposed to be like young adult fare, like Chronicles of Narnia or Harry Potter, but I'm enjoying it.
Twilight.
Oh, sparkly vampires. No, thank you.
Andy, have you ever read a book called okay. Devil in the White City? The Devil in the White City?
I have not.
Okay. It's funny, like, I have this book. I borrowed it from Steffi's dad. And, like, a couple different people asked me about the book. Like, oh, did you actually read this book? I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is it about that book? I'm like, no, I haven't read it yet.
I didn't know I was going to be inundated with questions about it.
And then it's not like it was the only book. You know, there's, like, a whole bookcase full of books. It just happened to be sitting there. And they're like, oh... Did you read it? Like, Danelle asked me about it.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, I was lying.
She said she didn't finish it.
No, I was lying.
Why would I lie?
Who knows?
Why wouldn't you lie? Really? What's your obligation to tell the truth there, Noah?
My job to figure
then again,
out
based on the
up.
Pigeons, I'd say I'm going to side with Noah as being more likely the one telling the truth.
Shut your goddamn face.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to light me up about the Crocs every goddamn week...
I was about
week,
to say, based on your Crocs, I'm not going to take your opinion very seriously.
But see, I beat you to it. Still your
I'm thing. Actually currently reading a book as well. I'm reading Teetering on Disaster by Michaela Renee.
Oh, yes, how? What, do you have a little book review you want to share with us, Tim?
I'm not quite done with it, but boy, her ex-husband sounds like a douche.
Really? The guy we've met?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey,
like,
I guess he hide his douchiness okay. well.
Wait, this is Michaela?
Mm-hmm.
Michaela.
Yeah.
Michaela.
She's got a book out that you can buy in stores right now called Teetering on Disaster.
She will probably sign it for you.
She signed mine.
There you
Did
go.
Did she sign it with her
What's
boobs?
What's up now, sucka? Did I do what?
What?
I'll hear it when I edit, and then I'll tell you you're a douche.
Oh, you can just tell me I'm a douche now.
He said, did she sign it with her boobs?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to tell her that she needed to put a shot of herself in a bikini on the cover to sell more, copies of the book.
Instead of a wedding dress?
Instead of... she didn't have her face in the shot. I'm like, come on.
They just need
you
to be...
You use the tools God gave you.
They just need to be two copies, one sold to men, one sold to women.
One will be like in the, I don't know what section you put, the hunting section.
Yes.
Hunting section.
I'm hunting for poontang.
Just some tig old biddies in a tiny little bikini. That'll go, bye, boobs. Then they'll read the whole thing. Boobs are not much discussed in here. However, her ex-husband is a douchebag.
Like, it was after they had been divorced, and she went to Mexico, and then the hotel she was at in Mexico had told her it was safe to drink the water, because it was filtered. She got back to the States and was in the middle of doing something, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh dear. You know, a feeling we've discussed many times on the show, like, something needs to happen. And then was spouting from both ends for quite a while.
Oh.
It just wasn't stopping. And so she, texted a bunch of people, her ex-husband being one of them. Most of them were too far away to actually come over and help or, you know, take her somewhere or anything like that. Finally, she called her ex-husband just because he was in the area. She's now, at this point, I think she's been at it for 4 hours. She's like lying on the floor in her own mucus and shit.
Ooh.
She says in a raspy voice, like, I can't stop throwing up and diarrhea and whatnot. And she's like, oh, you probably just have food poisoning. You'll be all right. And she's like, no, I was in Mexico. And I think something may be really wrong. And then he just hangs up. And then she gets a text message. Oh, Mexico trip with the girls, huh? I don't feel sorry for you. You made your bed, now lie in it.
Oh!
And eventually she had to... her mom convinced her to call 911 because she needed an ambulance because she almost died.
Wow.
So, basically, if she hadn't have done that, that would have been the ex-husband's last, you made your bed, now lie in it. Oh. By that, I mean coffin.
Wow.
You made your bed, now die in it.
And lesson number two, don't fucking drink the water from Mexico no matter what the fuck they say.
Yeah, just fucking seriously. What are they going to say? Drink the water? It's filled with viruses?
Yeah, when the answer you get back is, no, it's okay. No, it's okay. Do you understand the words I'm saying? No, it's okay. You don't, do you? Did you shit in this water?
Typical cleaning lady telling you to drink the water.
Nice filtered.
No,
okay, it's filtered, but is it like irradiated? Did you, set off a nuke next to this? Because if not, I'm not fucking touching it.
Why would you want to drink irradiated water? It seems like it would have a new series of problems.
We don't want the water with the radiation still in it, but you want the radiation to have passed through, gently caressing it.
Well, what kind of half-life does this radiation have? How long ago did they irradiate it?
We don't put anything that's emitting radiation into the water. You just pass the radiation, which is just high-energy particles, through the water.
I got some high energy particles for you.
Don't try to argue shit with Andy.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
Well, finally he explained it in a way I could understand.
Yep.
Oh, well, fuck me. Well, yeah, I can see what you're talking about there.
Fuck you and fuck Jimmy Fallon, man.
Whoa.
There's not a lot of TV channels, apparently, in the Paris in Las Vegas. Like, they don't expect you to be up in your room watching TV much.
Well,
so
no.
I was watching an SNL rerun, and oh my god, fuck Jimmy Fallon. Oh, ruined every fucking skit he was in, just sitting in the back, like, trying not to laugh. It's like, dude, I know you're the poor man's Adam Sandler, but could you at least be, you know, like, I don't know, an affordable version of Adam Sandler, as opposed to, like, the cheap-ass broke-down Adam Sandler you got for $50 at the corner car lot?
Aww.
All right, then. He had said on NPR that he was not a very good actor, and he ruined every sketch he was in.
Wow. That's honest. That's very honest.
Wait, say that again?
He had said on NPR, wait, don't tell me, didn't he say he wasn't a very good actor and he'd ruined every sketch he was in?
Oh, did he? I don't remember that.
Well, all right. No independent confirmation at this time.
Okay. Yes. No, I do vaguely remember that he just said, like, people would fuck with them as well and they would do shit. Like, I think he was talking about the Christopher Walken skit and
Will Ferrell. How Will Ferrell's shirt was way shorter than it was, so his belly kept flapping out.
Yeah. And then he'd make the humping motions to get the belly out just a little more. Oh, but fuck Jimmy Fallon, man. He's in the background of that sketch.
I don't give a shit. Fuck Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Gene. Quit. Ruin it for him. Oh, fucker. Who gave him a goddamn late-night show? Give Tim a late-night show.
I'll take it. I got it right now.
Tim will laugh at fucking anything you say.
I'll laugh at anything you say.
So our wives believe. They don't know. They haven't been around when we're alone. Cuddling. And I whisper sweet nothings in your ear. You don't laugh then.
Taking group showers.
No group showers. I mean, unless they're just group showers for fun.
Isn't that what they're always
No group showers to get clean.
No, right, sir. Yeah. If I'm actually scrubbing down the brown eye, I don't need anybody around.
Oh, man.
Because I like to get it clean.
I just flash back to the shitty water pressure at the actual tan house. And when I'd be in there taking one of my 15 showers a day, and one of you guys would flush the toilet right on the other side of the wall, you just hear as the skin boiled off of me.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I remember that.
Oh. Yeah, because the cold water would go away. It would be like just dunking myself in the water heater.
I used to remember just sitting there with a fucking toilet full of piss and poo waiting for Andy to be done with the goddamn shower. I'm like, you know what? In 10 seconds, he dies if he's not fucking done with the shower.
We should have worked out some sort of signal. Like, you know, one of you just knocks on the wall and I duck out of the way. And then you flush and just stay out of the way.
Feces in the hole!
Get down! Firing in 3, 2, all right, I'm clear, 1!
Everybody get down!
Get out of the way! Here comes
the... The poo is coming! My dookie! Oh, man.
Hot water.
Back to Las Vegas for a sec. I got some In-N-Out Burger that became Out Right Now Burger. Whew, that was one nice thing about the upgraded room. The drunk people running by and screaming, not so much nice. The bidet, so I didn't just, like, turn my ass into bleeding nothingness while I'm wiping it as I'm taking shit after shit after shit. That was a nice thing.
Delicious. I'm hungry right now.
Mm-hmm. I think bidet may be the most beautiful word in the English language, and I don't care that it's French.
Okay, fair enough.
I now covet having a bidet. Of course, then I'd never leave the bathroom.
Did you ever listen to the thing about the guy who shaved his ass on Distorted View?
The guy who shaved his ass.
Sounds like the worst 1950s serial ever.
You heard it right, Tim.
The continuing adventures of the guy who shaved his ass.
Boy, this is itchy. Join us next week. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No more Klingons for my poo.
On Distorted View Daily, they played it.
Uh-huh.
It was like a letter somewhere.
You listened to Distorted View Daily?
I think I listened to an episode because you said something was on it, and then I heard that story.
Well, I haven't heard the story, so you want to fill me in?
Well, I don't remember the basically, the gist of it was, it wasn't a good idea. That's all. I was just like,
that was great, Noah.
Well, I hoped you heard it, Tim, and would remember the details, because you fucking listened to that
show. You can't give it any more than it wasn't a good idea?
I've trimmed the back pubes. I wouldn't say I shaved them all the way down, but...
Shaved them all the way down, and he said like his butt got all sweaty, and it was just sounded bad all around. I just find
that, you know, like, wiping's a lot easier when you don't have the Sarlacc pit trying to grab everything going out.
You know what the thing's called. For the uninitiated, I said that once to... No, I was referring to a a common friend of ours who was a kind of a big girl who used to fuck a lot. And I said, I don't want to get caught up in her sarlacc pit from Return of the Jedi. And Noah's laughing, and then when he comes out of the lab, he's like, you know what that thing is called.
It's funny, because like, once you said it, I knew what you're talking about, but I was like, what's called that?
Tim is a nerd.
Tim is a nerd.
So
how about some, how about some tan laughs?
Oh, we, fuck, let's fucking tan laugh it up. Show.
Tan laughs.
Yeah. Let me. Right. Well, I got one. You guys, are you guys ready, or should I?
Just go ahead and tell yours very slowly.
All right. These are two. They are from Chris or Christopher. I don't know if you prefer. Okay, Chris in the second most fucked up state, Florida. There you go. That's how he's identified himself. But he's also been previously known as our number one gay fan.
Number one gay fan. Ow!
The owl is really what did it for me. That brought it home in a way you can't imagine.
I am to please, sir. I am to please.
So he sent me two of them. Here we go. Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
For drizzle, my nizzle?
Yeah, just for drizzle.
Oh, okay. Should we say it, we know it, or should we just not?
Oh, yeah, you can. Okay. I mean, I don't, because I don't like to ruin your flow, but if you want to ruin mine, go right ahead.
All
right,
yeah. I'd like to ruin your flow.
Oh, so, I think Tim's flowing right now. Tim, are you riding the red tide?
Riding the red tide.
Is Aunt Flo around for
or
a
or the crimson tide.
With Denzel Washington.
I bet that just seems like it should be a bunch of guys standing around menstruating.
I just like that there is an extended Star Trek analogy in that movie.
Is there now?
Crimson Tide.
I had forgotten about that.
He tells the guy who's trying to fix the radio that he's like Scotty,
yep.
and he's like Captain Kirk, and he needs more warp power. And like they go into it, I'm like, oh, this is so clearly a Paramount movie.
I think it's funny to go back and, you know, Viggo Mortensen's got kind of a little role in there. It's like, wow, you're Aragorn later in your life.
Well, also in the show Star Trek Enterprise, they used footage from Crimson Tide in their mirror universe double episodes.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was. I was like, hey, I know where that's from. Anywho, back to this. Where does a boat go when it gets sick?
I don't know.
To the dock.
Oh.
I almost guessed that one. Like I just.
But you didn't.
I held it in so I wouldn't ruin your flow, Tim. Your red milky man flow.
So, also, Chris says at the end of this email, love you guys, and send my love to Andy, because he's a homo. But in a good way. Just kidding.
Oh, just kidding? I'm a homo in a bad way? That's not nice.
I like it.
Either way, it's awesome.
It's funny.
Send my love to Andy, because he's a faggot, and I hate him.
You know what? We forgot to mention on last Handcast, the reason why we were looking at that Weird Al video, because it reminded someone of you. Who was the guy? I can't, Jesus Christ. I should
Matt.
Be prepared. Matt. I reminded Matt of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was all. He mentioned that we didn't mention it last time. Now we're mentioning it.
Yep.
I haven't even gotten the level of success where I could be on the Jungle Cruise, so it's technically, it should remind you.
Well, maybe he's seeing into your future.
Where finally, I hit the big time. Over here is the backside of water. Disney fans know what that is.
Yep.
The rest of you can eat a dick. Or go to Disneyland. Either way.
That's your job.
Or eat a dick at Disneyland.
Preferably in private, but alright, do what you gotta do.
That would be a whole different Disneyland. Instead of churros every 30 feet, dick stand.
A little glory hole action?
No, just selling a big bag of dicks.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it would just be a random stranger dick. Someone could just... It'd be like the new attraction. Stick your dick in this hole. They'll have a woman in men's
dick
line.
Dick Mountain.
Is that a man or a woman on the other side? Who cares? Mouth is mouth.
Thunder Cock Mountain.
Oh, man. If it wasn't for iTunes, that would totally make a great episode title.
Thunder Cock Mountain.
Or porno.
One man, one dick, 10 mouths.
Wait, one dick and 10 mouths?
Yeah. Everyone needs a
taste. Maybe one mouth and 10 dicks?
No, it's a Thundercock Mountain. It's going to take 10 mouths. It's just like kind of arrayed down the sides.
Thing's huge.
Can't get your mouth all the way around Thundercock.
Jesus.
Why do you think they call it Thundercock?
The mouths thunder, will form thunder, like Voltron thunder, to one big cock. Mouth.
Yeah, it's because when he goes off, he goes, BAM! Said the lady.
Yeah, exactly. The mouths will be like Voltron and won't be like, I have the head!
Sorry, I don't know what that is. I just had this image of a Japanese giant robot dick and bad dubbing and somebody grabbing a penis head. It's funny in my head. I wish I could show it to you.
I'm all right.
Someday I think we'll have that technology. You see how it looks in my head? You see how that would be funny?
Oh, man. That's the day when the mob comes for me. You know, with the pitchforks and the torches.
What are you thinking?
Can't laugh.
Tim's like, stop this conversation now. Getting uncomfortable.
Tim does not want to think about the frightening things inside Andy's head.
No, I'm just feeling like we're just heading off the rails, and I want to stop us before we hit the bottom of the ravine.
Oh, that's a good idea. So, Noah, do you want to do Victoria's 10 laughs, or do you want to do Todd's?
Oh, you know, I was going to continue my 100 most offensive jokes thing.
Oh. Okay, well then, with apologies to Todd, I will put a note on here to come back around. I'll go ahead and do Victoria's 10 laugh this week. So, what do Michael Jackson and Target have in common?
I know, but I'm not going to ruin it like Noah does.
Oh, well, you've already ruined it, faggot. Cock,
how have I ruined it?
They both have boys' pants half off.
Hello. Hello, half off, yeah.
Half off at Target!
Noah, did you have a tan laugh?
I have what? Yeah, exactly. What does a redneck girl say the first time she has sex?
I'm wet, I'm muddy, and I have a squeak squeak?
Nope.
Thank you, Dad.
What? Close.
Oh, damn!
Get off me, Daddy. You're crushing my Marlboros.
Marlboros add something to it, yeah.
How many, oh, never mind. I've done that one. What's the difference between black people and dog shit?
Nothing.
Oh, I don't know.
Dog shit turns white and stops stinking.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh, I thought I was...
Wow.
I was trying to think of the most fucked up thing I could say to ruin Noah's flow there, you know, to get back at him for Tim, because I watch out for Tim, because he's my little buddy.
Tim's both our little buddies.
But the actual punchline to that is so much worse. By the way, Tim, I still consider it a personal failing that I didn't kick all those guys' ass in the park that day.
Oh, eh.
What happened in the park?
I got jumped on the way home from school once.
Yeah, there was like 20 stoners, and Tim and I and two girls.
There was two girls?
Yeah.
Wait, and you stood by, Andy?
There was my girl and then her friend that you were interested in, wasn't there?
Oh, I forgot she was there.
Yep.
Yeah, amazing, we never ended up going out after that.
She's like, I want a man who can stand up to 20 guys.
I want a man who can at least stand up to one stoner.
Yeah, wait, as the stoner was like trying to jump Tim, I was like, dude, just give me the word. Tim's like, there are way too many of them. You just stay right there.
Oh,
I believe what I said was...
Yeah.
You didn't let him jump in, Tim?
Nope.
What a stand-up fella.
Well, actually, I was a lying down fellow at that moment.
Yeah.
So he jumped you and what, just punched you a few times? And then
no, he didn't even hit him.
No,
just
he didn't
him down.
Punch me. He just sort of held me down for a while, and I was like, you done?
Yeah, if a fist had flown, I would have gone for the 20 stoners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, I mean, that still sucks, but that's not as bad as just getting the shit behind you.
No, yeah. Yeah, if he'd actually tried to pummel Tim, I would have fucking killed him.
Why did he push you down? Just for the heck of it?
Because I made fun of him a lot because he was an asshole. He was the same douchebag who lit his hair on fire back when we were talking on the July 4th episode.
I don't know what it is about... Was this when you were in high school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about high school kids that makes them an asshole. Like, when I was in PE class, I don't know why these kids thought it was hilarious, but they would run up behind people and just hit them in the back really hard. And, like, they wouldn't let you fall down. They would catch you. But it just fucking hurt. Because, like, you're just standing there. All of a sudden, someone's just hitting you in the back. And you're kind of bending backwards a little bit. And she's like, why the fuck would you do that? Like, that's not nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I got bullied enough before I moved to Northern California that by the time I moved, any bully who tried to lay a hand on me, bad things happened.
To what? Their cat? Their family? What'd you do?
No, to the bullies.
He killed their friends. He killed their family. He killed people that owed them money.
I was the Kaiser Sose? No. No, there was a guy that he tried to pick on me, so I started choking him. And it took three people to pull my hand off of his throat.
Wow.
Not like I was trying to choke him. Like,
is that why you moved to
Northern
California? There's a restraining order of 500 miles.
No, this is after I moved to Northern California. And it was in PE. And yeah, the dude just like... he hit me first, so I grabbed him by the throat and I was starting to close off his windpipe when three other people came by and started pulling my hand off of him.
In fairness, I thought I could get away with it because Andy was so fat, I figured I could just hit him and run away, but he his hands are quick.
I know. Throat.
I know how you... Tim's a wiry fella. He can get the fuck... like, try to hold on to him. He's slippery.
Yeah. Woo! I did kind of get back at the stoner that knocked Tim down, though, by knocking him down many, many times.
Yes, this is very true.
Oh, that was so funny, too.
Because he just kept standing up and you kept knocking him back out.
Yeah, I wasn't like even hitting him. I just knock him over. He'd get up, he'd try to grab me, and I'd flip him, so he landed on his ass.
And you also bent his pentagram up.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the reason why he had originally tried to lay hands on me, was because he had tossed the pentagram around, and I was, I guess, more religious at that time and took offense to it, and, well, plus I hated him because he was a douchebag, and he'd tried to jump you in the park. So, you know, opportunity to fuck with him, and then he laid hands on me, so I knocked him down. So he got back up and tried to grab me, so I knocked him down, and he got back
Sounds
up
religious.
And tried to hit me,
he
and
laid
I knocked
hands
him down.
On me.
And then the third time I knocked him down, I told him to stop getting back up.
I remember that as well.
Get up one more time. Get up one more goddamn time.
No, I think so. I don't remember how I phrased it, but I was like, just stay down.
You are making me do this.
God, high school is just such a weird, spazzy time, I think. I mean, not that I'm not a spaz now, but you look back at the shit that was, like, so important to you then, it's like, Jesus Christ, what children we were. And in about 15 more years, I'm going to be going through that with Squishy.
I think even as an adult, there's stuff that is important to people that's really not important.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's like, really? That's what you're worried about? All right.
Did we talk about this on Tancast, or was this a conversation I had at work this last week about how you hit a certain point and you don't really grow up, you just figure out that the adults that you thought were all mature were faking it, and so you start faking it too?
No, that is funny.
No, that's not a conversation we had out here.
Yeah, that was a realization I came to, you know, when I was thinking about having a kid. I'm like, God, you know, the responsibility of this, that, and the other, you know. And my parents, you know, and then I really look back at it, and I'm like, my parents weren't these infallible people that I thought they were when I was a kid. They were mostly just making it up as they went along and trying to do the best they could and, you know, really faking like they were adults. And I think that's the definition of being an adult, is just, you're just going to bullshit all the little kids until they get big enough to figure it out. But at that time, they will have bought into it and have to be faking it themselves by the time they figure it out.
Well, I think, I mean, like, as a child, your parents are, like, you know, gods to you. They're, you know, invincible, they can do anything, they know everything. So it's like, when they tell you shit, you're just like, oh, must be law!
You can get things off the top shelf, that must be... that must be qualification of some sort. You can open the big jar of pickles.
But yeah, eventually you come to a point where, like, you know, my parents aren't invincible, they don't know everything.
Yeah.
Can I just point out that Noah has sent us a leak that is very joyful? Hot, sexy girl motivational posters.
Yes, I would agree. That is quite joyful.
It motivates me.
I love the, if I wanted a girl with the body of a 10-year-old boy, I'd just date the 10-year-old boy. Very first one, awesome sentiment.
The one that says motorboating, in this case, is not an option, I don't see how that's the case. Unless they mean it's not optional. It must happen, because it seems like motorboating is always an option.
There may not be room between her breasts to get your face, but oh, I can certainly see where you'd try.
What would that mean? You gotta get out like a shovel out and start digging?
I'll just keep pushing my neck muscles in until something gives.
Yeah, that one about the male optical illusion is a fucking lie. I still don't see any goddamn beach.
Tim died a happy man.
With a much thinner head. Tim crushed every bone in his face, but he was still smiling somehow.
All right, but now my computer is being really slow.
My God.
Oh, dear.
Motorboating.
Mm.
That for epic buttocks, that butt is just weird. It's crazy.
It's messing with my mind, man. My mind!
I know. It's like it seems upside down and right side up at the same time.
Little Bo Peep.
Oh, so I didn't end up telling the story yesterday at Noah's party, because we were up at Noah's barbecue, but we had just finished. Danelle and I had just finished moving into our new apartment, and we were finally getting the couch in. It was like the last thing to go, and the couch is fucking heavy. So the couch is fucking epically heavy. Like it's one of those fold out into a bed couches.
Fold out bed, so fucking heavy.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also very big. So they were trying to get it up the stairs, and they got it up to the after much sweating and grunting. By the way, I hired movers. They get it to the top of the stairs, but it's too big for the way that the top of the stairs at the top of my doorway is. Like they can't rotate it to get in the door. They can't slide, they can't slide it out. They basically can't adjust it in any way, because once it's at the top of the stairs, there's no room to move it anywhere. So I came up with the idea of backing the U-Haul up to the second floor balcony. I had to go out and climb on top of the U-Haul. They put the couch on the bottom floor, resting on its side. The two of them lifted the couch up so that I would hold it at the top of the U-Haul and sort of rest it against the U-Haul, because I couldn't just hold it straight up in the air by myself. Well, it was me and one other guy. And then the other, there were two movers. One mover stayed down there and helped hold the couch against the U-Haul, and I was helping it hold. The other guy ran on top of the U-Haul with me. We hoisted the couch all the way up on the U-Haul. The last mover runs up the stairs, and now we all lift the U-Haul. Not the U-Haul. That would be awesome.
Then we all become superheroes.
And we to go straight into the door over the balcony from the top of the U-Haul.
Wow.
That is fucking crazy.
Yes, and especially because like there was a part where I was kind of in charge of it up there by myself, and I was just afraid that like I was like, oh, like it started tipping this way. I'm like, oh god, like because you've seen pictures of me. I am not the most masculine man in the world. I'm not gonna do any moving.
You get out of town. So
I was just figuring to be like, oh, now we can move the pieces. Glue. I need glue.
You need a lot of glue.
1,002 stupid things to do.
And we got it inside. I'm like, well, it's unfortunate that if we ever move out of this apartment, we have to set fire to this couch. So it's not coming back out.
Moving down is always easier. You just got to chuck it out, and then gravity helps.
That would be fun. If we could rent a bounce house for the day.
Just toss shit into the bounce house. All right, I think we've reached critical mass. Clear the bounce house. Okay, now we can toss new shit in there.
Or if we just got one of those stunt pads that, when people jump off buildings in movies.
Yeah.
Just have that inflated outside our apartment door and just float.
Toss things out.
Look at that, fling things down.
Oh, man, bounce houses with me and little kids. That's always fun. Something about the physics of a big, or a trampoline, of a big person going down on it always seems to angle the little people towards them. I spend the entire time like backing away. I'm bringing these children towards me.
It's your gravitational pull. Anyone see any movies?
I saw Monsters vs. Aliens on the flight home from Vegas.
Oh, and how did you like it?
I was amused that a cartoon plane in an outrageous situation, they still could not show the plane crashing and had to cut around it for the airline version. I'm also certain that the fucking 25-year-old VHS system that's been battered to hell on this Delta flight could stand to be replaced. Thankfully, it wasn't the one closest to my head, but it was the one. It wasn't the setup where they've got little screens on every single seat. It's the one where they've got all the screens that make tall people like me hit their heads all the way down the aisle.
Ah, yes.
Oh, so they're in the middle of the aisle?
Yeah, so they're
like... Because if you're not sitting with a good angle of that screen, it really sucks. Especially if you didn't pack your glasses in a way that you can put them on.
Yep. Well, I always wear my glasses because I'm fucking blind, but...
Fag.
So it's not the one closest to my head that's most convenient, but it's the one right past it, and just, like, no matter how I'm looking at the close screen, the other one's always still within my field of view.
Uh-huh.
Just went into epilepsy mode. Like, it was trying to cause everybody to have seizures. It was just flick, 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 flicker. And the one I was actually looking at, occasionally parts of the screen, not the whole screen, but just parts, would go completely green. So, like, somebody's face would all of a sudden, on one side, look like that side was about to vomit. Like, this half fine, that's half... Or that.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
We're gonna need a bigger rope.
I don't know. Have you seen any movies?
No. Me and Tim may go see a movie at some point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, District 9, bitches.
Oh, yeah. My wife and I are juggling whether we want to get somebody to sit on our kid for a couple of hours so that we can go see Harry Potter or so we can go see District 9.
District 9.
I heard good things at Noah's Barbecue about District 9. People seem to be high on it.
It's getting real good reviews.
Well, Ingrid liked it, and somebody else whose name eludes me at the moment liked it. So there you go. Two people.
What do they look like?
Does Ingrid have big titties?
Does she? I don't recall.
No.
No?
I was going to say, if she does, that would explain why Tim remembered that she liked it.
She remembered me from when we met, and that made me feel awkward, and so that's why I remember her now.
Ah, see, so
I don't remember you.
I'm like, oh. She's like, you probably don't remember. I was like, you are fucking right.
Yeah, I think you came to a party one time that they had in Palo Alto, and people remember you. They call you Spastic Monkey Tim.
Oh, jeez, that was forever ago.
I know.
Jesus.
They don't forget you, Tim. You left an impression.
Great. That's the impression I wanted to leave, the spastic monkey impression.
Oh, there's a whole other set of motivational posters that are also awesome.
Oh, good. I'll look at those later.
Yep. We got some time to do it right, right?
What about load?
No, when it's not, you know, slowing down my computer and annoying me.
When you're alone...
I have HBO for some reason right now.
Hot day. Hey, that's why it costs so much money.
Well, I didn't ask for HBO.
Yeah, that's why it costs so much money.
We'll see when we get the first bill what it says.
Huh,
maybe it's because, like, when I first got cable at the old place, I had Showtime free for a year as an introductory thing. And then as soon as that year was over, I was like, yeah, we can take that off.
Did you have to, like, call them and say, take it off, or did they just automatically?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no. Like, they were just going to charge me for it. Like, they weren't going to say anything. Like, maybe he didn't
notice. That's good you are on top of it.
Of course they fucking were.
I'm impressed.
Right? Well, yeah, because Showtime was, like, nothing was a worse advertisement for Showtime than a year full of free Showtime. Like, fuck this. If I had to pay for this, I would punch someone.
Really? Bullshit? Please. Weeds? Dexter?
Bullshit was the only thing I liked, and it didn't kick in. Like, they didn't start showing new episodes of Bullshit until, like, a month before the free preview was over. And I was like, you know what? I cannot justify paying extra money just to watch this one show. And Weeds never grabbed me. Dexter is on CBS, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure heavily edited.
Heavily edited, yeah.
Same difference.
Your mom is heavily edited.
I've got
let's
to
be
imagine.
Fair, I'm not watching it anyway, so...
Well, yeah. Man, we're just watching a bullshit, and they will find the flimsiest excuse to put a bunch of naked people on the screen.
Do you really need an excuse?
That show is awesome.
I know.
No, you don't need an excuse.
Naked girls.
You
dancing.
Better have a good excuse for no naked women. That's where your excuse needs to come.
Oh, I didn't say naked women. I said naked people. This last one about lawns had a bunch of dick.
Yeah, oh. I know. But I'm just saying.
I mean,
if
it
there's
also
no naked women, that's when
some
you need
badge and boobs and everything else. So it was a smorgasbord for everyone.
There's something for everyone on this week's bullshit.
I was assembling a new toy that my mom sent me for my son's first birthday.
Pocket Pal?
And, It's actually, the toy itself is kind of funny, so I'll come back to that. But I'm putting it together, and my wife hits play on bullshit, and immediately, I'm like facing the wrong direction to see the TV. She goes, oh, I'll pause, there's a bunch of boobs and dick on the screen. Well, thank you, that's very considerate. I turn around, yep, there's a lot of dick and boobs on the screen. She's like, alright, shall I play? I'm like, well, hang on, I haven't studied it. Okay, now you can play.
I don't know how I feel about this. Half of my penis is growing, the other half is shriveling.
I don't hate dick.
Yeah,
dick doesn't
know,
make
I'm
me soft.
Kidding.
I'm saying, you know, it's like that Dave Attell joke. You know, have you ever watched a gay porn, or you just like, well, I'm just going to pretend the girl hasn't shown up yet.
You guys got there way early.
Like, well, what are we going to do? I don't know, but I got this hard on. well, anyways, back to the toy.
If you
it's like a little round table, like the one that they played that chess game on in Star Wars.
All right.
But it's got a little seat on it that's got wheels, so it travels in a circle around it, and then the little sling thing in the seat that he sits in can turn 90 degrees left or 90 degrees right. So you can do a 180, but not all the way around. So he'll turn it to the side and start walking around the table and just keep going around the table and around the table and around the table. And my wife's watching him do this. She goes, you know, it's kind of fucked up, but I feel like those people who have, like, the one post in their backyard that they've got their dog chained to, and the dog just goes around and around and around. We're like, oh, yeah, we're going to have to remember to move this toy around, or he's going to just wear a ring in the carpet.
That'd be awesome.
Why is there a perfectly round circle on your carpet?
Your carpet has no pile right here.
Your carpet has piles?
Yeah.
That's what they
call it. Yeah, but it's got some hemorrhoid cream that we're smearing around to get rid of that.
Ah.
Excellent. Is piles a disease?
Yeah.
I was thinking of piles like piles of dirt. Well, I mean, I know what piles is, but I thought that's what Tim thought it was.
No. I know piles is a disease that involves the ass.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's just another word for hemorrhoids.
Hello, Google, right. My friend.
That's right. We're going to Google it.
Yep.
Piles.
Hemorrhoids.
Ass disease.
Hemorrhoids, or piles, are swelling and inflammation of veins in the rectum and anus. Mm. Oh, thank you, Google Image. Unasked for. Oh. Don't Google piles and hemorrhoids unless you're willing to look at someone else's swollen asshole. Oh, unkind.
I googled piles ass disease, and it said, even after a good wife, my ass gets the itchies. And that was just the first thing that came up under poopreport.com, and that amused me great.
Poop report.
Yeah, poopreport.com. Sorry,
what are you doing over there?
First time I lost my balance and almost fell over. Second time I stepped on the headphones and yanked them off my head. Stepped on the cord, because, like, you know, if you're gonna be walking around, you gotta have a huge cord.
What if I turn to moderate safe search filtering? Nope, still there.
Why'd you look under Google Images?
I didn't look under Google Images. Google's new thing is, like, it'll show you some web stuff and show you some images if there's images that match. Okay, so what if I do explicit strict filtering? Oh, it just doesn't even show me images.
Genius.
And
you
if
know what
I go
I
to
hate
images,
that YouTube does
oh.
When you go and search for something, it'll say, like, it'll give you two videos in the that are the results of what you search for, and then it'll go playlist results for what you search for. It's like, fucker, I don't want playlist results, because in the entire playlist, one video will have one word I'm searching for, another video will have another word, and neither of them will be what I want to watch. So knock it the fuck off, YouTube.
It is useful sometimes, though, if you want to listen to music by a band.
That's fine, but then they have a little button that says playlist right there that you can click on, as opposed to forcing it down my throat when I don't want it.
But that's how you like it, Tim.
Sorry, I was too busy laughing to make that same joke.
I was like, as soon as Andy started laughing, I'm like, there's gayness here, isn't there?
Yep.
I smell gayness.
That's Tancast, accidental gay. We're accidentally homoerotic. Actually, I'm not sure how erotic we are. Gay people give us a ruling.
Not very.
No.
Oh, I mean,
We're not sexy to people of our own sex or the other sex. We need a third sex.
Recepticants.
What?
Recepticants. It was from a Dennis Miller bit. It's like, we need a third sex that we can all fuck indiscriminately.
Wow, perfect. Dennis Miller put some time into it if he named it.
Almost sounds like replicants.
Kind of.
Yep. I'm sure that's what he was going for.
Insecticants, sexy sexy.
Recept, recept, not insect.
Insecticants.
All right. Noah's gone.
I was given a random phrase to say this week, and I really wanted to figure out a way to fit it in, but I can't fit in true friendship is faking a foot fetish. But I still feel the need to say it because it's so goddamn awesome. It was specifically sent with, and please don't ask for the story behind that one.
Oh, come on!
I know! So I'm not even going to say who said. I mean, I'm sure other people would be able to find it because it was sent publicly, but...
If
you want to drop us a comment...
What the fuck are you doing over it?
I hit my knee.
You are like Mr. Noisy Man over there. Oh!
I'll just edit those all in to one long.
Humna 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 humna.
I think we've just heard Noah's masturbating noise.
That's right.
We've already heard Noah's masturbating noise.
Have you now?
And we've heard Hey, were you watching The Rock? Because I heard da-da-da-da.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What the fuck?
It was in your goddamn act, dude.
Okay, calm down, not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
About
that,
something else.
That is what I'm talking about.
Oh, this is what the fuck. The link. Link! Who was Disco Fever?
Ding-a-ding-ding-ding-dong.
Did you guys hear last week's where I used the Law and Order thing as the link? I like that.
I did. Dong-dong. And I heard you cursing.
Cursed who?
You cursing at the cars.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
I don't know what to say about this Star Wars Disco Fever thing.
All right.
Mainly all the background singers. What fucking costumes are they supposed to be in?
It's very weird.
Wow. And the guy who's supposed to be Han Solo...
Looks like Chris Christopherson?
Yeah. Either Chris Christopherson or Jim Henson.
I often get those two confused.
I don't know. It's shitty 70 quality on the video. Oh, they had some big-ass teeth. I bet you that's Donnie and Marie. Oh, it says Chris Christopherson is Han Solo? Maybe that was Chris Christopherson.
But then it has a question mark.
Well.
Or maybe that's supposed to be his face. No, question mark. And then there's like a little face after it. How long have we been recording?
Time to go.
All right.
It's like, we have officially petered out.
I gotta go see my cousins.
Your cousin.
How is that? You want to fuck? How did you say that?
He likes to fuck. I really enjoy saying that.
Oh, man. My wife's been watching a bunch of that goddamn show, 18 Kids and Counting. I say that about the husband all the time. I'm like, he likes to fuck.
You gotta hang the U a little longer.
He likes to fuck. Should I get rid of some of the F, too? Because it's... Do it again. Give me one more.
He likes to fuck.
He likes to
hit the F quick and get out of there, but then you hang on the U. And hit the K hard at the end.
Fuck.
Try it at home, kids.
Ask your parents for permission.
Nah, just start saying it around your parents. He likes to fuck.
Say it to your parents. Am I going to have a little brother? Because you guys like to fuck.
My name is Buck, and I like to fuck.
My name is Fuck.
No, I said my name is
Buck.
You
said Buck, and I like to fuck, but I like Tim's version better now.
Oh, did you say Buck?
Yeah, I said Buck. I think that's from Kill Bill.
It is.
I thought... I thought you said my name is fuck. And I like to fuck. Well, alright. Simple man with simple needs.
So, anybody who's having another barbecue or having a barbecue, you should look up the recipe for Korean barbecue burgers and try it out. I think it's
pretty
tasty.
They were a
hit. They were. People liked them.
Loved them.
Tim approved. I was a little iffy about Tim. I was like, he's a meat and potatoes kind of guy. I don't know if he wants to get a little crazy with the Korean barbecue burgers.
I've been known to venture outside of the box every once in a while. The awe was I discovered more clothes that I thought I was almost done hanging up clothes, and I found more on the floor.
Oh, so tell him your genius idea about moving your clothes with hangers.
So all the clothes in my closet that had hangers, I decided to take the hangers out, put all the clothes in trash bags, and then I was going to just, you know, hang them back up again, just because I don't like transporting clothes in their hangers, especially that many. Well, Daddell's clothes were all in the closet within like 20 minutes of us, you know, actually starting the unpacking process. Mine are still not. And I just found 3 more sweatshirts.
I always move my clothes hangers.
I'm Noah, I move my clothes with hangers. I'm Barry Gibb.
Man, it was some random song on the radio comes on, and my wife starts laughing. She's like, this sounds like the Barry Gibb talk show skit on Saturday Night Live. I'm like, that's probably because it's Barry Gibb singing.
That's hilarious.
Did you ever see the video where Justin Timberlake played his brother, Barry Gibb's brother?
I think there's been more than one, but yes.
Okay. That guy looks remarkably like him. Like, I saw a video, I was like, fuck, that does... Justin Timberlake almost had it spot on.
Was that different from the Barry Gibb talk show where his brother was on, or no?
Sorry, what was that?
Was that a different video than the Barry Gibb talk show?
Oh, no, sorry, it was the Barry Gibb talk show.
Oh, okay.
Talking it up on the Barry Gibb talk show.
and the most recent one that Justin Timberlake was on, they brought guy back who plays Barry Gibbs. I can't remember his name right.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, and actually, you know,
now credit where due,
cracked?
He did a good job as the Barry Gibbs talk show thing. Tiny credit where due.
He made Justin Timberlake crack a little bit.
Yep. Oh snap! The cracky has become the crackor.
I know.
Yeah. It was like I thought like humping the couch Jedi. Or something, and like Justin Timberlake was like laughing. Well, folks. I'm going to go see my cousins.
All right. Slap them on the ass. Tell them I'm their daddy.
All right, I will.
All right.
Well, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful week without us until next week. Or you can just go back and revisit old episodes while you're waiting for us to come up with another one.
Oh, or yeah. You can figure out, you can divide total time of the podcast by how many days in the week there are and just listen to that many minutes a day.
Of course, if you've gotten to this point before getting that idea, you're fucked.
Yep. Okay, you got to go back and pick one of the other 60 episodes or various specials. Listen to that one and just sort of spread it out.
Either that, or you can calculate how much time is left on this episode and enjoy like 5 seconds a day. And then,
hey,
there was people that are nipples.
On the last podcast, it sounded like we ended, and then there was like a whole conversation after that. That sound like it got cut short.
Well, what are you going to do, Noah?
Wait, you mean like we ended and then another conversation started?
Yeah, it was Andy telling a story that I thought he had told before that point.
He did. It was the same part of the story because I cut out, your microphone had cut out, and then we kept talking, and then you came back on. And we started to talk about what we were talking about after the microphone cut out, and I was trying to like, hey, stop! No one's going to get any of this. So I decided to put all that together as the you know, the after the credits thing. So I put the stuff before and after so you can hear where before and after it ended up still in the episode, like we were talking about G.I. Joe.
Oh, okay.
And then your mic cut out and then we went back to talking about G.I. Joe, so I left, you know, I let it bookend with G.I. Joe.
Gotcha.
Something similar may happen this week. That'll be the new feature. What did we miss when Noah's mic cut out?
What did we miss when Noah's mic cut out?
A doo doo ba doo ba doo day. Are you going to make another theme for it, Noah? Mr. Theme Maker Guy?
No, I'm good.
No, I'm good.
Alright, I'm gonna stop recording.
Me too.
Fuck you both, I'm still recording. Now it's ACAST. This is ACAST. And I'm ACAST.
You're a failure.
I know.
Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 61. Be sure to leave us a comment on this or any episode at TanCast.com. You can email us at fucktards@TanCast.com, write us a review or rate us on iTunes, and vote for us at Podcast Alley at the link in the show notes. And be sure to join us back here next week for more TanCast stupidness. TanCast. There, now I'm restarted and it's all better.
Now I am as well. And I'm closing.
All right.
Best shower ever, Tim.
Best shower? Who's taking a shower?
Tim's taking a shower.
Are you guys showering together again?
No, Tim was taking a shower.
Or is it a jizz shower?
It was, you know, after 3 days of moving and no shower, that was a good shower. I was like, whew. When Tim wants to take a shower, you know shit is up.
Did you take it while Donnell was there, too?
I sure did.
Oh, my God. Big step for you.
Right outside our flimsy little door.
Tim, are you just a private showerer? You don't like to be nude and wet around other people?
That is the case. Yeah. And it amuses the shit out of Noah.
It does.
Well, you're going to add me to Noah's side.
For the longest time.
He can't get words out. Did you hear him? He's like, I didn't get my dad.
No.
Naked Tim. All
right, Jessica Dandy.
For the longest time, I thought Tim didn't shower because I'm like, I never see him shower. And finally I brought it up to him. He goes, I like to shower when you're around. His friend's going to punch in the bathroom and like do something to him while he's necking it.
What's like, have your soapy way with his tender virginal butthole?
I don't know.
I never said it was a logical fear or whatever, a logical preference.
I get your thing about, like, you know, sharp pens and pencils in your eyes, Tim. I totally do.
And necks.
And yeah, and necks. I get that. The shower thing, not so much.
Well, you know what? No one's asking you to get it.
I thought it would be better, like, with his wife. Like, I thought it would be okay. Like, I feel safe with my wife. But nope.
I would think you'd want it, like, bring your wife in for naughty, wet, soapy shower fun time.
Well, that's a whole different thing. That's not what I'm when I'm doing shower. Like, you know, shower fun is one thing. Shower business, I need to be. I need to handle that. I need to be by myself.
Good times. Good times.
Cannot be interrupted.
Tim wants to get a good shower jerk on and doesn't want anyone else around to know because he's ashamed.
Oh hell no! I cannot do that in the shower. I attempted it once. I'm just like, I can't do this standing up. Fuck it. I'm not going to lay down in the shower.
I need to even recline and cross my legs.
No, Tim, what you got to do is, you know,
point out my toes.
It'll be just like your fantasy. You lay down in the shower, just kind of aim the shower head right at your face, and you can pretend it's just like the hockey team peeing on you.
I want to piss on you.
Hilarious.
Piss on you. Yes, how you going to make a song about peeing on people? How you going to pee on people? Or no, how you going to make a video about peeing on people? How you going to make a video about peeing on people?
Oh, yesterday my wife got it. She's like, okay, I need to go have some alone time. And she's heading off to the bathroom. Dear. And I yell after her, all right, well, you just let me know if you need me to come in and pee on you. She goes, what? Why would I need you to pee on me? I said, hey, that's your decision. I'm just letting you know I'm here for you.
I don't get all up in your business.
I'm not making you explain to me right now why I might need to come in and pee on you. It's all you and your own little sick, twisted thing.
Wow.
I don't think my wife found that as funny as I did, but I did.
Actually,
That is hard to believe, no? Andy, you?
I'm still
there?
Laughing about it. Yeah, me over here.
I actually made my wife laugh yesterday. I was impressed with myself. Like, what was I saying? I was like, I said, like, I, you know, I swear, you know, I was just making up something, but I was like, I swear I've, you know, been to Mount Everest. That wasn't what it was, but I can't remember exactly what it was. She's like, you do not. You haven't been there. I was like, see, I fucking swear. And she laughed at that.
Like, that is funny.
Go
I fucking swear.
It's very rare when I get a good chucklover.
I'm actually unpacking while we're tan casting.
What was that? You're unpacking? Like, ooh, look at you multitasking. Are you exploring the room?
Well, I don't really have a room. There's the boxes. Have to climb on them like a monkey.
It's always nice when you start clearing out the boxes and you actually like start to see more room and you're like, oh, look at that. I can walk around and
this
I know
room
where some
huge.
Shit is. Tim has two bathrooms and they're right next to each other so he can talk to his wife while they're both squantoing.
I was like, it was funny. As soon as I realized it, I was like, Danelle, sit on that one. And I was like, look, we can talk. She's like, great.
Do they have doors that open right next to each other, or is it just like they back they up should... onto each other?
It's more like that sliding door thing. Like it's in a lot of kitchens. Like, you know, that shh, and then there's a little latch to lock it.
It's called a pocket door.
Yeah.
Look at Noah with knowing terms.
I only know it because of Steph.
So there's a pocket door between your two bathrooms.
Correct. One of them is a half bath.
That's still nice. Oh, so it's like a Jack and Jill setup.
Sure.
Jack and Jill is where one room shares the bathroom.
Well, when they both open up into two different bedrooms, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, one opens up into a hallway. The other opens up into a bedroom.
Ah.
How's that work with your Jack and Jill scenario?
Well, you can Jack my Jill. Or you can Jill my Jack, whatever you like.
I think it's funny that girls have taken Jill as their masturbation term. I'm going to Jill off, like Jack off.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I was just about to say that. You know, hey, what's jilling off if you're jacking off?
But I've guess heard, somebody I've beat heard me to jill it. Off used.
I love this sweatshirt. I'm glad I found it.
Tips off on his own little random conversation. I love this sweatshirt.
I do. It's awesome.
These underwear are very comfortable.
I'm going to wear it. And I mean,